because they don't know what the fuck they're going to do. The government has them so twisted up and so fucked up. You don't think that spills over to the kids? You're crazy. You're crazy. I grew up in a very turbulent house filled with violence and mayhem and drugs. Kids see it all. Parents out there saying, oh, the kids don't know what's going on. You're so fucking wrong. They see it all. They're sponges. They're sponges. Before the pandemic, children in the UK were presenting at emergency rooms suffering from mental health problems twice a week. That figure now is twice a day. Some children as young as 10 had tried to commit suicide by overdose or otherwise self-harm. One of the patients who survived a suicide attempt by knife was 8 years old. Eight fucking years old. Can you believe it? There's a special place in hell for Fauci and all these fucking criminals. I swear to God. There has to be. If there's not, I tell you, it's the biggest joke. It's the biggest joke. I know this might sound a little twisted, but I was thinking, well, you know, probably roughly about 5 minutes after you pass on, you'll know whether your faith was well-founded or well-grounded or whether it was bullshit. If it turns out that there isn't a special place in hell for these people, then we were all played. You just have to chuckle and say, well, isn't that a son of a bitch? But there has to be a place for these evil motherfuckers to end up where they have to pay for what they've done to people, making other people suffer. There has to be. There has to be. It doesn't make any sense if that's not the case. You take that 8-year-old in the UK. That's an 8-year-old in any country. That's a fucking child. Now I'm going to tell you what's happened and what they don't talk about. Kids now, they're getting back in the swing of things, so to speak, even though it's still fucked up with lockdowns. Post-lockdown socialization. They're having a... Well, it says it here. Okay. This is good. Some mental health specialists have revealed in June of this year that very young children were unable to adapt after lockdowns to playing and spending time with other friends, experiencing problems interacting with other children or making friends in what was described as lockdown or locked-in trauma. A specialist had described children as young as 5 having anxiety, and children even experiencing panic attacks after playing with friends when it's been such a long time since they were able to socialize with peers. Well, findings from a multi-university study claim in July that nearly 5 times as many children died from suicide than from the Chinese virus during the first year of the pandemic. And guys, that plays out in every country. The risk of removal of children and young people from their normal activities across education and social events is proving a greater risk than COVID-19 itself. They don't care. They did this to kids. They don't fucking care. That's why they don't care what happens when they line up for their jabs. They're just going to say, oh, that's strange. We didn't know that. That's why you study something for years, so that when you bring it to market, you don't fucking kill people. Tell me again that there's a place for these assholes in hell. Please. I have to believe that. I know that. See what they do. These people take you to places you don't want to go. Things and thoughts you have where you don't feel so good sometimes about being in a position to have those thoughts. You question yourself as a human being. You question your own character. Guess what? Nah, fuck that. If you have questions like that's normal. It has to be normal after you see what these guys get away with and what they've done to other people. It has to be fucking normal. That's what I feel like right there. So, let's start over. This is what I feel like doing. Play a little Greta Van Fleet to try to keep the mood up here, because and music can do that, you know. Yeah, use that music as a tool when you get kind of low and you're pissed off or something. Put some headphones on or put a disc on the old Wurlitzer and crank it up. It helps. People say, well, why do you listen to music during your show? So I don't take a rubber mallet and bash my own head in. That's one reason. Where are we at here? Have we gone long enough? I don't know. We got calls to do some calls. We'll do that. Thousands of Haitian migrants camped in Texas town are now being let into the U.S. in a massive way. But Biden and Raggedy Ann said that they falsely said they faced expulsion. You know who should face expulsion? These assholes in the White House. If we had a military with any integrity, they would have already fucking removed these people from the White House, including Pelosi. No, we're taking it over. You guys are fucking tyrants. It's over. After Afghanistan, everybody gets arrested. Stuff them into a fucking jail until we can sort it out. What they've done. Stranding Americans. And we're hearing it's well over 1,000 Americans. They're just killing Americans. Killing fucking kids. No, you would have. If I was fucking one of the top guys. Of course, it's hard to mask it, right? You would have to be a sleeper general. And they think you'd have to be they would have to think of you as a tyrant. And then one day you just, guess what? I was pretending all these years that I'm an asshole. And I'm on your side. And now I'm really not on your side. Virtually impossible to do. They root out. The Obama administration was critical in rooting out much of the military with any moral fiber. But what you have now is a collection of dangerous people. Morally bankrupt and dangerous people. We're seeing that play out now time and time again. Well, we knew that was coming when Raggedy Ann said, oh, these people are not going to be here for a long time. Just their entire life. And guess what? They're putting them on buses. They're putting them on airplanes. After they're processed by Border Patrol, they're putting them all over the place. And if they're sick, all the better. But your kid has to wear a mask all day in school. How does that fucking make any sense? How about one more from Greta Van Fleet? Black Smoke Rising. We're going to be talking about the FBI, so what an appropriate song. Of course, we don't know if that black smoke is coming from your house or it's the smoldering credibility of the FBI. Headline, FBI Director Wray says domestic terrorism tracking has exploded. The FBI has prioritized the threat from white supremacists and white supremacy. Really, the only threat I see, I've said it before, the only domestic terror threat I see is the FBI and the Justice Department. Of course, they're doing this. Look, this is a 1-2 bang. I'm not going to... Ray is a worm. He's a liar. He was put there. He's part of the criminal Sanhedrin. He's a sentinel. You thought that he was going to fix the FBI? Get the fuck out of here. Nobody could fix the FBI. It's perfect the way they like it, the way it's built. It protects the rich. It protects the elites at your expense, literally at your expense. And every now and then, they'll come after the little fish and make sure that you fucking understand not to ever tangle with the big bad Justice Department again. Look no further than January 6th, what they're doing to grandmas and grandfathers and soccer moms. It's fucking unbelievable. And anything that comes out of Ray's mouth is either two things, a lie or pure, unfiltered, unrefined horse shit. Keep those two things in mind and you're much more prepared to understand who he represents, what he represents. And it's not you. And it's not justice. And it's not the red, white, and blue American way. Did you see him? You should watch that special we did last week on the gymnasts. The FBI covered up while hundreds of girls were molested. The FBI covered it up, did nothing about it. No one went to jail. At that point, Ray had a thimble of credibility, and that was lost last week. He's a scumbag. He's a criminal himself. Plain and simple. And he's going to stand up there and tell you that Whitey is the problem. Yeah. If Whitey works for the Justice Department, I agree. It wasn't white folks out here that allowed hundreds of young girls to be molested. And that's just one case. That's just U.S. gymnast case. That's not even the hundreds of girls the FBI allowed to be molested by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, those girls are in the thousands. But Ray is going to get up there and beat his chest like law enforcement fucking Tarzan and talk about the FBI's incredible counterterrorism network. The same counterterrorism network that sets people up and pretends that they're kidnapping governors and blowing up bridges when it's actually the FBI who was behind all of it. Just like they were behind the January 6th debacle. No, plain and simple, you can read this story on Payne TV. Plain and simple, Ray is running the biggest domestic terrorism outfit in the world, I would say. In the world. We'll be right back. Now, these two stories go hand in hand. This is drafting off Ray's testimony on the Hill today about the fact that you're white and you're dangerous, according to the FBI. Again, the biggest domestic terrorism cartel in the world. White, black, green, purple, pink, whatever color you want. Domestic terrorism fears will be used to justify increased snooping and harassment. That's all this is about. Just taking more rights away from you. Although it's somewhat of a sophomoric story in the sense that the FBI could snoop, harass, and do anything they want to you on a regular basis without any permission, without any repercussions. So I'll save you the trouble reading the story. There's a few good things in there. That's what this is about. This is about making sure they can come down on the back of your fucking head and stuff you in a van legally if they don't agree with you. People like me, they can show up and say, you know what? You said a couple things we didn't like. We think you're dangerous. We're with the time police. We're time cops. We've estimated with our incredible law enforcement and criminal justice analysis that eventually you will become a danger. Get in the van and say goodbye to your family. And you think I'm fucking kidding. I'm not. Oh, but we have the federal investigatory eyes, and we have the federal investigatory laws to do that. So you're a danger, according to our experts. Yeah. You guys have gotten so much right through the years. But it doesn't matter. Of course, when you're running a cartel and you're running a mafia, you don't have to get everything right. Who's going to do anything about it? No accountability. Ray and the FBI and the Justice Department are not unlike most of the federal bureaucracies, including the FDA, the CDC. They are runaway ox carts, which is fine with me if they weren't running everybody over that you know and I know. They don't run over the people that need to be run the fuck over, the elites who steal, rob, and poison you. They don't run them over. They run us over out here. The fucking villagers. Carrying around water bottles. And literally. The guy was carrying around water bottles. In Afghanistan. Why isn't the FBI looking into all the crimes of the Biden administration and Fauci? Those guys. Another domestic terror unit would be the National Institute of Health. And Eco Health Alliance. And the money that they've paid to help develop a fucking bioweapon. Your tax money. Well, the FBI's not. Forget about that. They've gone out of their way to make sure none of the elites are ever going to stand trial for that. It's rigged. It's a scam. The entire playing field is tilted. Told you this. There's a protection racket. The very notion that Ray got up there today and said this stuff is completely absurd. He's so out of touch, but it doesn't matter because that's the script that they want to sell. And the setup is to make sure when the time is right that they can use those fears, just like the medical cartel. The medical industrial complex in this country has used the fears to justify increased inoculation. The FBI will use similar fears to justify increased snooping and harassment. It could be against troublemakers who point out the fact that these criminals are injecting poison into people. That goes against the national security interests. Smells like domestic terrorism. Let's go get him. Let's go get her. Those stories are on pain.tv. Let's take some calls. And we'll do, we'll finish this song out. We'll play another final song, and then we'll take some calls on the back end to keep you guys, make sure you hang out for the whole damn show. Take care. God bless. Thanks a lot. Be back tomorrow. Maria Albanese, Hot Wire in the Night. We appreciate you, man. We really do.
woman, I know, feels good to have you back again, and I know that one day, baby, it's gonna really grow, yes it is. We gonna go walking through the park every day. You made me happy every single day. But now that's when it's calling me back
Mike, Kimbo from Mesa checking in. Proud supporter for a long time here. Hey, I got to let you know some good news. We pulled our kids out of the state schools, and we're loving it. Everything's going great. We're getting to know our kids so much better. They seem so much happier. They seem more like normal kids now. Everything's good. And it was so much fun going and pulling them out of the school and telling those people, why are you pulling them out? Because I want them out of your influence. It felt good, Mike, and I suggest everyone do this. Now, on Biden, on this idiot up there, thinking he's God telling us what to do, let me tell you what, Mike. Someone comes to my house with a hypodermic needle of this poison, expecting to put it in me or my family, I will view that as if it is a loaded machine gun, and I will respond accordingly. I hope they understand that. Mike, much respect. We love you. Okay, brother. You keep fighting these bastards. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so going from the mean streets of Mesa, Arizona, Kimbo's kicking some ass. That's where you got to be, man. I just talked about it as recent as yesterday's Pain in the Mornings. I said, you got to take care of business. Control what you can control. If you think the school board is a bunch of creeps,